This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
And welcome back, everybody. We are going to awaken your spirit. And we're doing that with aromatherapy and herbal products and so much more. I can't even speak strong enough to really substantiate who she is and what she does and how she knows so much about herbals, about aromatherapy, all of these things that truly support us and have supported us for hundreds, if not thousands of years. And we're going to give a real deep dive into it. By the way, her practice is called awakeningspirit.com. And she is Kathleen Flanagan. She's back with us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Steve. How are you doing?
Real good. And as I revealed before, I started dabbling in essential oils a couple of years ago. And again, I'm just scraping the surface here. I believe if you're going to do it and do it right, somebody needs to consult with somebody with your expertise and knowledge, which, by the way, is decades long. And even knowing what products to buy, what do I know? What does anybody know? Unless you consult with a professional. Today, we're gonna talk about carrier oils. I've got one sitting in the cabinet. I haven't even cracked the seal on it because I'm not even sure if it's right or what I should be using. But I guess let's go back to basics. Where would you use a carrier oil?
Well, the carrier oils actually extend the essential oils. So like when I told you I made my therapeutic oils, I have my blend of oils is almond, safflower, and sesame. And I brought in the almond because it's nourishing for the skin and it just helps with the healing aspects. The sesame is rejuvenation and safflower was just really good for a massage. So that's why I chose to do that. Plus, I'm not spending so much money, so as time has gone on, everything has gone up, as we all know. But this also helped to keep costs a little bit less for me when I was first starting out. And then I just like the feel of it. So when you're playing with carrier oils, it's going to be personal preference because some things have a very light consistency, some things have color in them. You know, it's going to be what you want. And what I did is I created a list of some of the oils. It's a lot of these I've used for myself in my products to just give you an overall view of what the purpose is behind the oil, and then you can experiment with it. And that's what I thought I would do. And then as we progress, then how you can actually make herbal infusions, because I did that too in the very beginning. And that actually extends the essential oil. So if you had something in a calendula base with an essential oil for, say, sensitivities or skin rashes or things like that, this would add an extra benefit because you're bringing the herbal into it. And the way I looked at it back then was the more I could bring the plant back without using the entire plant, the better I thought the product would be. But that was my analogy.
You take this very seriously. You're not messing around.
No, I don't. Never did.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that because if you're going to do it, you're doing it for a reason, therapeutic reasons. So, you know, if somebody isn't using the right carrier oil or not buying the right quality, they're not going to get the results. And then they're going to get frustrated and just give up. But if they didn't know, you know, it's important to start with the, you know, the right materials for anything. Even if you're cooking, you have to have the right ingredients. So carrier oils, which ones would you suggest? Are there different ones that you should use based on what you're mixing it with? Or is one carrier oil pretty much okay to support a lot of different things?
One carrier oil can support a lot of different things, but it also comes down to really what is the end result. So like almond oil is nourishing. And since I live in Colorado, we deal with dryness, something fierce here. So this is a great oil to use with dry skin. That's one of the reasons why I chose it. If you wanted something lighter, like apricot, you could do that and it's great for a massage. Avocado oil has a lot of skin vitamins and it's really good for dry skin. borage or evening primrose, which of course is very expensive, and you only want to use about a 10% in another carrier oil, but it repairs sun damaged skin, and it's really good for, you know, mature skin as we're wrinkling and getting older, and we don't want to look like that. Borage oil is really good for that. I've used coconut in a lot of things. Coconut's not usually liquefied, it's more saturated. But if your skin is like falling off your body, and mine does that every now and then, I just take out the coconut oil and pour, you know, just put it on my skin. And I swear to God, my skin feels healed, it's hydrated, it feels really good. But this is just years of me playing with things. I learned something today doing this research, corn oil. Now, I'm not a big fan of corn oil on any level, but yet it has lots of vitamin E in it. Isn't that an interesting thing to learn today? So, see?
Wow.
The matter still learns things.
You know, to your point, I use something that an herbalist mixed up for me. I can't even tell you what's in it. The jar is at home. I don't remember. There's like four different things in there. Vitamin E is one of them. Jojoba something oil.
Yep.
All right. And it also has healing properties as well, but I use it on my face every day. And I got to tell you, it complexion looks better. And I'm also going to share that I dealt with skin cancer over the years, minor skin cancer, basal cells, things like that. And just, you know, I've got, you know, precancer cells here and there. Most of us do and don't even know it. Yep. I swear it keeps them at bay. And, I can't remember the formulation way out of my wheelhouse, but you know, that stuff is out there once we start looking at it. And even coconut oil, I never even thought of using that as a, call it a moisturizer.
Oh my God. It's one of the best moisturizers, especially because in the wintertime here in Colorado, I swear I can scratch my skin off because it's so dry. And I have scars. I mean, I have scabs on my skin because I scratch it so badly. So I was like, Kath, what are you doing? Get the coconut oil and put it on. So I'll take a teaspoon of the coconut oil and put it on. And it just takes a little while for it to absorb. But my skin is soft, it's hydrated, it stops itching. And I'm not actually torturing my skin anymore with scabs. So it is. It's not necessarily recommended to put on your face only because it's so thick.
Are you, you're talking about coconut?
I'm talking about coconut.
So what about coconut oil, organic, whatever you want? Because I have a bottle of it at home, and it's actually better quality. You're saying that that's too thick, for your face?
Is it liquid or is it?
Oh, it's liquid.
Okay, liquid's a little different because that's fractionated. So that would be better than, because what I have is the saturated where it's white.
Yep.
And that's what I use and it's organic. So I've used that, but the fractionated coconut oil, you can do that with, definitely.
Gotcha. Got it. All right, guess what? That starting tomorrow, I'm changing it up. Why not? And it's literally in the bathroom cabinet. I already have it. So why not? I'm curious what it would feel like and how it would be different. Can you use coconut oil, did you say, as a carrier oil?
You can, definitely. I've used coconut oil in a lot of my lotions back in the day. When I first started out, I used coconut oil. I used beeswax, but I didn't like that as much on a lot of things. So I found a different product to just be better, but I was learning. So I was experimenting with a lot of different things.
Wow.
So if you have like acneic skin or oily skin, grapeseed's really good. And my ex-husband had severe acne, and I would tell him to put oil on his face, and he thought I was crazy. I thought I was crazy before I became an esthetician, but I trusted what I was reading. And I said, just put the oil on. And he said, oh my God, I cannot believe that I'm putting oil on my skin and I'm not having all this extra oil. And it's because his skin thinks, because oily skin thinks it doesn't have enough oil in it. And oily skin is a really good thing because it keeps your skin looking young as you mature. Mm. But yeah, so oil is really good, especially if you have oily skin. Putting oil on actually helps the skin, believe it or not. It's the weirdest thing. It doesn't make sense, but it makes sense.
I want to throw in here, since we're talking about oil, and this is my finding. I take fish oil, the quality fish oil, and I am convinced that complexion, much better with that. Have you
totally
heard? Yeah?
Totally. Oh, yeah. Vitamin A, one of the best things you can do for your skin is vitamin A. Retinol. Yeah.
Wow. And I'm talking about ingesting, not putting it on it.
I know. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're ingesting it or putting it on your face. It's vitamin A is incredibly good for your skin.
Could you, now I'm digressing and going a little deeper here, but could you take quality fish oil and use that as a potentially a moisturizer too?
You could, but it's sticky.
Okay.
Because when I did my vitamin A, C, and E, it was very sticky. And so you want to probably put it in a different type of carrier oil to get rid of the stickiness of it. But yeah, you put vitamin A, C, and E together. Oh my God, your skin is like, love you.
Wow.
Because our bodies take in everything we give our bodies. It takes it and it doesn't always make it out to our skin, even though it's designed for our skin. So if you put it on topically, your skin will love you forever.
Learning a lot today. All right, back to carrier oils. That's where we started. What else can you tell us?
Well, hazelnut's really good if you wanted to create like a facial blend. It's really good for your skin. So that's another nourishing oil. And speaking of jojoba, this is good for perfumery. But what it is, it's really a wax, and it's similar to the sebum products that our skin produces. And it's really good for hair and scalp treatments as well. And I love jojoba oil. I use jojoba oil in a lot of things because it just is nourishing and it just feels like your skin is just saying, oh, okay, I got a little extra boost of oil. Thank you.
Wow.
So it absorbs so quickly into the skin. That's the other thing that's really good about jojoba is it doesn't sit on top of the skin and you have to wait for it to absorb. It just goes in really, really quickly. Olive oil, another great one for oily skin.
Hmm. And are we talking about putting it on your skin or ingesting?
Yeah, putting it on your skin. You can put oils on your skin. Like, these are good oils to put on your skin if you wanted to put them on neat.
Amazing. You know,
I know we don't think like that, but it's true. We can.
I know a older gentleman who has taken quality olive oil for decades, a spoon in the morning, spoon at night. And he's like in his upper 80s. He looks like he's 50 something and is so incredibly healthy. And he attributes, that's what it is. The, you know, the extra virgin olive oil.
Well, and I took, when I had high blood pressure years ago, when I was working in the field, one of the things that I learned what to do to get my blood pressure down naturally, and taking a tablespoon of coconut oil via mouth, it brought my blood pressure down. Who would have thought? It wasn't fun. Let me tell you, it's not fun taking coconut oil, but it didn't, but my blood pressure came down and it was also helping like the interior of my body as well. It's amazing what we learn when we research about all these beautiful things that are on the planet to help sustain us. And we just do pharmaceuticals or we do all these bad things that we're digressing. But these things are all here to give us a long, healthy life.
I laugh inside a lot of times with all of this because this is where medicine came from. It came from plants and the earth and all of that. And then it was synthesized. And that's what we're taking now. But a lot of this doesn't get to the root cause. A lot of the pharmaceutical, we're just treating the symptoms and there's side effects. What side effects do you get from putting a carrier oil on your face?
I don't know.
You know, right.
You don't. Rose hips, another really good oil for regenerative skincare. You know, you blend that in with some calendula, which we'll go into about infusing the calendula. And it's good for stretch marks and burns and scars as well. So I know people that that have had a surgery or something, and everybody wants, they put vitamin E on because that's really good to get rid of the scar. But rose hip also helps with that as well.
I remember being a kid and reading a jar of moisturizer that my mom had, and it had rose hips.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Pons has that, or I'm trying to think of which.
I don't know. Pons. Let's not go down Pons.
I'm just trying to remember. I don't know if that was it. I don't know, but I just remember seeing that name, rose hips, that it was in a moisturizer. My mom's name was Rose too, so that's why it resonated. But some other concoctions. What do you got?
Well, wheat germ, here's a good one. Wheat germ is good with it has lots of vitamin A, E, and B, and it actually extends the shelf life. So if you put a little bit of vitamin E, or I'm sorry, wheat germ in one of your blends, then you're extending it, plus you're actually providing all these beautiful vitamins for your skin as well.
Hmm.
Just something to think about, because, you know, when I was first starting out, I was trying to find whatever natural preservatives I could use to the best of my ability, because 30 years ago, there was no such thing as any kind of natural anything preservatives. Everything had that in just for stabilization. And so I know that the vitamins A, C, and E are really good for helping to extend shelf life, and it is a little bit of a preservative. So those are the things that why I was researching to the degree that I was, because I really wanted to get rid of chemicals, because I knew that my body and what the doctors did on pharmaceuticals with me almost killed me. So that's why I wanted to get rid of as many chemicals in my life as possible. And there's skincare lines out there. When I became an esthetician, one of them, half the ingredients are preservatives. I can't use that skincare line. It works great on most people out there, but not on me. On me, I get rashes, I get everything, and I contribute it to the preservatives, the chemical preservatives in the product line.
Is that, so, you shared a little bit about your journey with using some of those products. Is that what it did, that really set things off, the preservatives?
It wasn't the preservatives. What set everything off for me was that I was living in a very high polluted area. I was living right off of the Boulder Turnpike, and the pollution was so bad I didn't realize that. And that's what started me on the downhill spiral of the sinuses to where I almost died.
So it was environmental factors?
Yes, it was.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, and we don't think anything of it, but I'm sitting here going, what caused this? And I'm thinking, Kath, you're right by the Boulder Turnpike. I mean, you're literally right on the Boulder Turnpike, and all that pollution and off-gassing and everything with chemicals and trucks and everything, it irritated me something fierce. So
oh
I don't
gosh.
Go highways anymore. You know, where I'm living is in the country. I don't even hear traffic. So that's a good thing.
Amazing. We have a couple of minutes left. I want to know, make me something else. What do you got?
Okay, so let's talk about an herbal infusion. So depending on what you wanted to use, this is what's really cool about an herbal infusion, is you take an herb, whatever it is, say we want to do lavender and we want to put it in almond oil. You crush up, you macerate the flowers, and you macerate it and then cover it in oil. And then for the next 2 weeks, you shake it every day. After the 2 weeks, you strain it, and now you have lavender oil.
Say that. I want to make sure I heard. I want to make sure I heard that right. Kathleen, can you repeat that?
You macerate the essential oil. So you take a mortar and pestle. You can do it that way, or you can put it in a coffee grinder and macerate it. Put it in a jar. Cover it with whatever oil you want. And then for 2 weeks, you shake it. And what you're doing is you're pulling all the properties of the plant out, because by the maceration of the plant material, you're opening everything up. So all the chemical constituents come out, all the flavors come out, the smells, that type of thing. And then you have an essential oil. It's not an essential oil. It's an oil-infused lavender. And then if you put a couple of drops of lavender essential oil in on top of it, not that you have lavender essential oil, but what you did is you brought even more of the plant material back in, so you have more of a natural product of the lavender. Because you have the herbs and you also have the essential oil. So as far as I'm concerned, you just made almost the perfect plant material come back. And so with these, so when you're doing that, you can take a whole bunch of different oils, because I've done this where I made, and you can do this also with alcohol, pure grain alcohol is another thing. So if you wanted to make like an aftershave, because I made one and it was to die for, I mean, God, there's all these heavy, these beautiful spices for men. And everyone's like, I could drink this because it was in grain alcohol, but it smelled so good. So that's how you infuse an oil or alcohol, is by taking plant material and mixing it. So when I first started, I used calendula a lot because calendula is so healing. And how else do you get calendula on your skin other than by doing that? And so a lot of times when I was making products, I would put some calendula oil in the product to add that extra healing benefit. And if I wanted to change a color, like alkanet is a red color, and you put that in oil and shake it, and then you can add a little bit of alkanet, so then your product is red. So instead of a white lotion base, you could have a pink or a red. Turmeric is really good to do with that. I mean, just different things you can do to play with to just create something that's, in my mind, magical.
Amazing. You really have nailed this. I've talked to others that do what you do. They don't even come close. And again, coming from somebody who has dabbled in this a little bit, I still am lost. I really am. You know, I'll mix up a couple of things. I'll have a, you know, put it in a diffuser, have a little fragrance, you know, in the living room. It's all good, but it stops right there. I personally would not be comfortable mixing up anything unless I consulted with somebody like you. Something is mixing up something that's ingested, especially. I just wouldn't do it. Like you are the go-to. And you've been doing this since easily the 90s, correct?
Oh, yes, 95.
My gosh. And you've learned. I'm sure you've mixed up some things that were hellacious.
Oh, right. Oh, yes. And he was like, well, that's going in the trash now.
Yep.
And I also have, you know, I still am in touch with my aromatherapy teachers. And I remember making a blend for a breast cancer person. And I consulted with her and said, well, this is what I'm thinking of putting in the blend. And she said, that's good, but make it 50%. And I just went down the rabbit hole and said, but you told us we are never, 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 never supposed to do that much. And she said, what you don't understand, it's breast tissue, it's cancer, and she cannot touch that area. So you need to have more oil so she can just kind of dab it without touching it, because it is so angry. And I'm like, because she was a cancer. I mean, she was breast cancer as well, so she knows. And I said, okay. And so I did that for this woman, and she was like, thank you, because she couldn't move. I mean, she was in so much pain, and this little bit she did took that pain away for her so she could do it. But I would never have done that had I not consulted. So I don't know everything, but I know a lot.
So just to make sure that we understand that situation, you formulated it to be much more potent because it was getting dabbed on as opposed to rubbed on because of her cancer situation.
Yes.
Amazing. Wow. Yep. So interesting. This stuff is so cool. How do we find you? What's the best way to connect with you if somebody wants to just have somebody walk that journey with them?
You can find me at awakeningspirit.com, and my email is kmf@awakeningspirit.com.
So what will you be smelling this weekend?
Paint. No.
You know, it's so funny. A friend of mine just texts me. They're spraying their patio furniture as we speak. So they're literally, I'm looking at the text, and they actually sent a picture of the furniture. Anything else that is, you know, well, I guess some like the smell of plant paint. What else you got? Anything that, even right now, what's around in your area?
Right now, I think, I'm not sure, because I know I have to, finishing up on the roof claim, and I have to paint the back of my house and the handrail. So that was why I said paint, because I'm trying to get that done. But right now I've been using my sinus oil. So I do that a lot. And if I need, I sleep well sitting on my nightstand. Why did I not take that the last couple of nights?
And you know, I forget about that.
I know, right?
Wow. So much information, so much to talk about. Thank you. Thank you for being here today, Kathleen, and looking forward next time we get a chance to catch up.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
As my friends used to say to me when I was in elementary school, smell you later.
Oh, I love it.
That was so lame. All right. Be well. We'll talk soon.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Hi, this is Terry Crews, actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.